Well, let's turn now to the latest on those two Navy ship collisions last year that killed a total of 17 sailors. In both cases, the Navy destroyers collided with much larger commercial ships, and it looks likely the commanding officers of the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain will face serious criminal charges. Greg Myrie is NPR's national security correspondent. Greg, what possible charges could these officers face?
Well, very serious charges indeed. Negligent homicide, dereliction of duty, endangering a ship. This is what a four-star admiral has recommended for the charges to the commanders of each of these ships. Now, this will go on to something called an Article 32 hearing, which is the military's equivalent of a grand jury to formally press the charges. But it certainly seems to be moving in that direction.
Well, remind us what happened. Just a terrible scenario. 17 sailors total dying. What happened?
Right. So the first one was the USS Fitzgerald in June. It hit a cargo ship off Japan. Seven were killed. The commander, Bryce Benson, was asleep in his room. He was thrown about, almost tossed overboard, had to be rescued. He was injured, had to be flown off the ship by helicopter. So this was the first of these very serious and very unusual collisions. And then just 2 months later, in August, the USS John S. McCain hit an oil tanker off Singapore. This is a very crowded waterway, and 10 were killed there. And these two destroyers, these are agile ships, very sophisticated. They should be able to avoid accidents, especially in sort of routine operations like this. So the death toll in the McCain, the 10 dead, is, as far as we can tell, this is the deadliest collision of a Navy ship since back in the 1960s.
Just terrible. But what does it reflect? Because the Navy investigated, they determined the accidents were avoidable and showed failures by personnel on the ships, but also, you know, that the crews were not adequately prepared.
Yeah, we've already seen a considerable bit of fallout. The commander of the 7th Fleet was fired. Two other senior commanders in the 7th Fleet were dismissed as well. 7th Fleet is, in terms of size and responsibility, is really the largest foreign-based fleet. It's based in Japan. It's got 60 to 70 ships responsible for all the waters off the Asian shores. And we should also note that on the ships, the Fitzgerald and the McCain, five others are also likely to face criminal charges. So this is something that is both taking effect on those sailors who are on the ships as well as the higher-ups.
Well, terrible thing for the families to hear that the crews, you know, as part of this Navy report, that the crews just didn't know how to respond to the failure and didn't respond quickly enough. A terrible thing to hear. But in addition to a lot of other punitive action, there's also been recommendations. So tell us about both.
Right. So this has prompted a large investigation, and worth noting there were two other lesser accidents in Asia last year with no fatalities. And so this big investigation took place, and the report came out in November. And as you noted, it said that these were avoidable collisions. And sort of at the ship level, it said that there were just basic mistakes in seamanship. The crew wasn't communicating well. There was poor judgment, and when they realized that they were in danger, something might be wrong, there might be a collision, they didn't respond quickly or wisely. But the Navy also looked at this much more broadly, and in terms of the way that it's training commanders to drive ships and training all its seamen, and they found out that there has been ineffective command and shortcomings in training, and so they're looking at this as a broad systemic failure that led to some of these specific mistakes where the accidents took place.
Yeah, I mean, they're recommending things like more sleep, stress management for sailors, a better sense of how to use the equipment. So a lot of changes. How is this reverberating in the military?
Oh, I'm sure it's having a very powerful effect in the Navy. Again, extremely rare to even have a collision. Now, commanders will tell you that if you do this long enough, you will have some close calls, but they're trained to deal with them. So the sense that you had these four Asian collisions or three collisions and a grounding last year, two of them with these fatalities, highly unusual, and it is forcing this sort of top-to-bottom review about the way they conduct business.
Yeah, at least eight top Navy officers, including the 7th Fleet Commander, were fired from their jobs last year as a result of this. NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.